Okay, so last week on Riled Up, I asked fans to send their embarrassing stories. And I said,
yeah,
I can keep
drunk
this.
Drunk ones, right?
Yeah, sorry. Your drunk embarrassing stories. Mm-hmm. I was like, it could be about you. It could be about one of your crazy friends, whatever, because
it's like some people, when they get drunk, they turn into different people. That's what we were doing, right?
That's right,
like,
yes.
So we were talking about like me kind of being the same as I am, but just way more friendly. Not friendly, but way more crazy. A drunk version of myself.
You're a drunk
some
version of yourself.
Some people get pissed. And some people. Some people like jump off a building and you're like, bro, what are you doing? And they're like, 100%. I can live through anything. And you're like, no, you can't.
And
anyways,
got it. So that was last podcast. We said, hey, like Ariel and I both have friends who actually completely change into different people. And you're like, who is that person?
Right.
Some people are shy and then become so outgoing. Some people are prude and become slutty. You know, you guys get the gist.
Whoa, bro.
So check this out. We got a story here. And she asked to be anonymous because
love it.
Her and her friend follow us. And her friend's going to hear the story and know it's about her. But
I am obsessed.
But it's fine because without saying their name, no one's going to know.
How would they know?
Okay. This
how
one's for you, girl. So here's the story.
Know.
I'm just going to read it how she sent it to me. So my story is about me and one of my best friends. Trust me, it's good. I'll have to remain anonymous because she would be super embarrassed if she knew that I told you the story. She is one of those people that you describe on your podcast in recent episodes. She's a completely different person when she starts drinking. And I'm talking two beers and she's already turning.
that's literally kind of me.
That's Ariel.
Okay.
She has an alter ego when she's drunk, which I also can't say or it'll be obvious if she were to listen. Okay, so I went with her and about 10 people to a cabin house for New Year's Eve a few years back. We were all drinking and at one point I decided to go upstairs and just chill in the bedroom with my boyfriend at the time, just hanging out. She comes in from the hot tub with just a towel wrapped around her, no top on. She drops the towel and straddles my boyfriend while they're both in bed and motorboats him. She also had a boyfriend at the time who was also there in another room.
Oh my God, this chick is amazing.
The nude girlfriend's boyfriend came in at one point and saw and then just walked out.
Oh my God.
In the meantime, keep in mind, guys, I'm reading this from her perspective. She says, in the meantime, I'm cracking up because I'm the last person to get jealous of anything. And clearly she's drunk and it's just hilarious. My boyfriend is crying for me to help him as I'm laughing my ass off and not helping him at all. And my friend just says to him, you'll be all right, and keeps going.
You'll be all right.
So at this point, her friend's on top of her boyfriend, motorboating him,
that
just
is
naked.
So funny.
And the boyfriend's trying to push her off and she's saying, you'll be all right. I love her.
I mean, this girl's my hero.
Okay, so this keeps going. She stops after a minute and leaves the room.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, yeah. Oh. We go downstairs to where everyone else is, and a few minutes later, she comes up with the towel wrapped around her again. This time, she's completely naked underneath. She drops the towel and begins to catcrawl around the room, sticking her butt in the air. Everyone's jaw is dropped. She then gets up and leaves. About a half hour later, we go upstairs, and she's cooking eggs, trying to hold her towel up, but of course her boobies are just hanging out.
Obsessed.
As she cooks scrambled eggs and asks if anyone wants them. With all this being said, when she's sober, she's completely reserved. She won't even wear a low-cut shirt. But for some reason, once she starts drinking, she gets sexual, depending on her mood that night. She didn't come out of her room the next day, not even once. Her boyfriend brought her food, and we didn't see her because she was so embarrassed.
Aww.
He was pissed top, of course. I don't know what that means. He was pissed off, of course. She never remembers anything that happens when she drinks like this. This is just one of the bunch of stories. She's a great time. That's all I can say. Without her, our friend group wouldn't have half the stories to tell. I love you guys so much. Been following you for years. Love the podcast so much. Keep it going. And then I won't say her name.
That is really funny.
That's hilarious. And by the way,
Those people exist. And I love them.
And like,
I love them.
I've been around this situation.
Totally.
Like, haven't most people? We all have, right?
Totally.
Like, I mean, this is kind of next level where she's in bed with her boyfriend and then her friend comes in butt naked and then starts motorboating him. That's like next level. But like, I've seen my absolute fair share of just naked people on these trips.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, all these trips, like Big Bear and Mexico, whatever, everyone just drinks. And then for some reason, the first thing everyone thinks to do when they're drunk is take off their clothes. That's just like, that's like a given. Like
Fernando.
Let's skinny dip. Yeah, Fernando's always butt naked. And then Baron's always lifting Fernando up while he's butt naked. He's
just to like really,
just to really elevate him and show him off. So we have a really, oh man. Is it weird this story just made me miss all of our crazy friends?
Uh-huh.
Like it made me want to be in Mexico with all of our crazy friends.
Naked.
Naked. Skinny dipping, motorboating.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I love it.
I love that we also just like dove right into that story, like right at the top of this podcast. Really good. And I know it was like kind of hilarious because, I mean, I get it, but it was just so funny because all of a sudden we were like, this chick's motorboat and this girl's boyfriend, this guy's pissed. Like it was, I love it.
We went in with a bang. So
we went in.
Listen, like I promised, I kept it anonymous. So if you guys have stories like this, I would love email them to me. All any of these weird stories, email me. yo@mattkutchell@gmail.com.
Yo.
I'm literally only going to respond to these kind of stories. So like this isn't like the chit chat or anything. Please, please just don't. Please don't email me and just say hi. Just email me the story. Anyway, so fun story. And how old do you think these people were at the time based on the story?
Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, I want to say like 29.
I agree. I was going to say mid. Like, I was going to say mid 20s is my guess. And think about how different the story would be for like a group of 50 year olds.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying like, isn't it crazy that like.
Well, the only reason why I think they're like, you know, that age is because that's who the age that would listen to a podcast like ours.
Oh.
And like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or in their 30s, but it probably happened. They're probably our age or something.
No, I guess what I'm trying to say is why does shit fly when you're younger? And like, it's not like they were teenagers, so everything's okay. They were probably mid 20s during this, and it was completely funny and fine for her girlfriend to jump on her boyfriend and motorboat him naked.
Uh-huh.
However, when you're older,
yeah, it's like, that's wait, just, what are
that's
you
just
doing?
Like, hey, what are you doing?
But it's totally hilarious and fine if you're like 19.
Which, if we're on, so imagine we're on the same trip.
Mm-hmm.
Which of our friends are you okay doing that to me? I'm on the bed. We're in the, like, we all had a night of drinking. I'm in the bed. It's one of your close friends. Who would you be okay with? And you would just think it's funny.
Probably Soph.
Yeah.
Or honestly, anybody. It would be so funny if like Lauren did something like that.
I would not know what to do. I would panic. I wouldn't know what to do.
I wouldn't care if anybody did that. If they were genuinely just like so drunk and were like, I'd be like, wait, what the hell?
Because by the way, I just think it's funny.
It's
because
hilarious.
The thing is, it doesn't mean any harm. Like it wasn't like,
no.
It wasn't like she wasn't trying to hook up with him. She was being that crazy.
Like, woo!
She's like, look how crazy I am. Uh-huh. I'm butt naked and I'm motorboating my best friend's boyfriend who's next to me.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
That's super fun.
I think it's funny, QB.
We should definitely plan a trip sometime.
I'm down.
Get your friends out
Speaking
there.
Speaking of motorboating,
get your
we should rent a boat and
we should we should
get my friends together.
We get your friends out there.
Some
we'll have some drinks.
Hey.
Oh. Got me. I almost had you for a second there. Anyway, that's the fan story of the day.
We also have fan questions.
Do we? Are they coming in?
Well, they're coming in hot.
You just asked for them like 3 minutes ago.
I have millions of followers.
All right. Well, let's jump to since we're speaking of fans and telling their stories, let's jump to some fan questions.
Yeah, because they spark combos, right?
All right.
Fan questions.
Let's freaking start with this one because I actually had a full-blown panic last night. So this question is, can you get out of bed once the lights go off?
Okay.
That's the question.
Yes.
Okay. So for me...
Next question.
No. Like, I can't. I have to turn a light back on to walk around.
Oh, that's what they mean by that.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm confused. They're saying...
Like, some people could, like, keep the light off and you can kind of see and you make your way to the bathroom, you pee, and then you come back in bed. I cannot do that. I am so scared to take my feet off the bed.
Oh, because you're scared, like, what's down there? What's below me?
What's below me? And then also walking in front, like, I don't know. I have to have the lights on and I get so scared. Last night, I went to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I walked back in the room. But I literally had to turn on all the lights to make sure that you were in the bed next to me and not somebody else.
Really?
I do it all the time and you have no idea.
No way.
I go to the bathroom and while I'm peeing, I'm like, I'm going to make sure Matt's breathing and that it's actually Matt. I make sure you're alive and that it's you. And I turn the lights on. I look at you and you're just out. And then I go back to bed.
Do you be honest with me when I'm laying there and I'm sleeping and have no clue you're staring at me? Are there times where you're like, he's cute?
Yeah.
And are there times where you're like, oh my God, he's looking rough?
No, there is one angle.
Is there?
That, yeah.
It's rough.
There's an angle when you're snoring that is rough for you.
Really?
It's like your head, your neck, like eats your entire head. So it's like, it's like your neck and your head have no separation.
So
your neck is your head. No chin, and it's just,
and my head's just propped up, and I'm snoring and probably farting.
Probably. Oh my God! Wait, I forgot to even talk about this the other night.
Oh God, what happened?
You farted so bad in your sleep, and I was like, "What was that?" Because it was like, whew, like it was like an explosion out of your ass.
Was there any juice?
I didn't feel around.
No.
I heard it. It sounded juicy.
No, I meant like you hear splatter a little bit.
No,
it was like, okay.
It didn't. It sounded like this, and I'm not even kidding. And I was like, "What the hell was that?" And I thought that the door slammed, so I woke up. And then I kind of propped my head up and I was like, did someone just slam the door? Then I laid back down and I adjusted the covers and I basically Dutch ovened myself.
Oh no.
Shit. And then I was like, oh my God. And I had already breathed it. I'm tasting it at this point. And I'm like literally trying to air out the covers. And then I had to like live with that for 5 minutes.
Well, first of all, I apologize. And second of all,
same.
Can I say something really quick?
Sure.
How do people handle just starting to date someone and not be so worried about that kind of shit? Like,
you gotta let go of that.
It would suck if I had just started dating you and I'm snoring with my double chin.
Yeah.
And then suddenly just, I just rip ass and you're like, oh, this guy's disgusting.
No, I'd be like, he's the one for me.
Okay, that's fair.
Just unconsciously doing all these disgusting things.
I saw, speaking of farting in front of each other, I saw Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
She posted a TikTok where she rips ass and Shawn Mendes runs out the door.
Yeah.
Pretty cute. Okay, you have more questions? What's the next question?
All right. What's your wake-up song?
Wake me up before you go.
That's
go.
An obvious
me
one.
Hanging on. That's a wake-up song.
No, I know what your wake-up song is.
Well, it's my alarm, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
So, well, there's two. Okay, so two. I have an alarm and I first of all, I can't stand the sound of like an actual like alarm tone. I don't want the song.
Yeah.
I don't want a do-do-do-do-do. I don't want any of that shit.
Yeah.
So I want it to be a peaceful song that wakes me up and puts me in the right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a worship song by Michael W. Smith called Above All. And it just starts with really peaceful piano and then it comes in and it wakes me up and it feels good.
I wake up to this every morning. Above all power, above all peace,
above all angel and all created things, above all wisdom and treasures.
I don't know any of these words.
You don't know the words. Anyway, it's by Michael W. Smith. That's my actual wake up song.
Yep.
And if you mean like what song do you wake up and want to listen to? Well, you go first. I got to think about mine.
I don't know.
To be honest, I don't wake up and put on music.
Let's just go with the worship song.
Okay. My wake up song is Michael W. Smith, Above All. Look it up. Have a great day. it'll shoot blessings into your life.
Oh, that's cute.
It will.
This person wants to know, do you ever make each other mini sandwiches? If so, what type of bread do you use?
I don't make mini sandwiches.
Me neither.
But you know what I do sometimes? I will make a half sandwich sometimes. If I'm not that hungry, I'll take one slice of bread.
But you never make me mini sandwiches. That's the question.
Oh, no. No. To answer your question shortly, I do not make Ariel mini sandwiches. Next question. What kind of question are these?
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a deep one.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Simone Biles and mental health?
Can you... okay. You explain the
Simone
situation to people.
Simone Biles... just took herself out of the Olympics.
The tennis player.
Nope.
No.
The gymnast. Yeah.
Oh, her. Okay. Yeah. My bad.
So she took herself out of the Olympics because of like mental health stuff and wants to like take care of herself because it was like so much pressure and all of this stuff. And then she got a bunch of hate from like random ass people that shouldn't be hating on anyone for anything. Thank you very much. But like for like letting the team down and like USA, like you got to do this for America. I don't know why they're mad.
She doesn't have to.
But the thing is like, I actually loved what Justin Bieber said the other day. He commented on her taking herself out of the Olympics. And he was like, everyone thought I was crazy for not doing the Purpose Tour. Like he took it, you know, he canceled Purpose Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, everyone thought I was crazy for canceling the Purpose Tour, but it was like the best decision of his life. Like it saved his life because he, you know, his mental health was more important than everybody else's enjoyment in that moment for him. He was like, I got to go take care of myself. I'm not okay. And I think that that's so important. And like,
that is huge to realize that
people are saying how selfish it is of her to do that. And to not continue. But the thing is...
Who's saying that? Just
well,
like,
here's the thing. She wasn't performing her best. So it's actually the most unfucking selfish thing she could possibly do. It's actually the most selfless thing is to take yourself out of something that could potentially make you billions of dollars or millions, right?
Yeah.
Like, and let your team do the best it can.
Without you.
Without you, because you know you're not performing at your best self.
I agree.
And I think that that is so, like that's brave and amazing.
Of course it is.
And she's got to take care of herself. And those are my thoughts on that, because sometimes, on a very small, different scale, sometimes I have days where I just want to lay in bed. And I don't want to freaking do the 15 calls and Zoom meetings and write a script and film a thing and put my makeup on and put a freaking happy face on and be normal. Like, I just want to lay in bed.
I know.
And that's like a real feeling. And if you are forced to go and like perform, that is just so hard.
That's so hard.
And everybody's different. There's not one way to feel about it. There's not one way that you can solve that problem. You just kind of like have to take it day by day, and you just, you know, you start to feel better and then she'll come back into it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe she won't. Maybe she'll discover this is the best thing ever and she wants to freaking be an actress.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, good for her.
Well, first of all, nobody has the right to tell her that it's selfish.
That's the dumbest shit.
Like, nobody. If she said that she didn't want to go compete in the Olympics because she wanted to go party instead.
Which is most people.
You'd be like, can you please be here for the team? Because we all trained for this. But like,
that's selfish.
She literally
yes.
was like, I'm mentally not here for this. And I don't think I can do it. Good for her.
Yeah, I'm so
and
happy.
Good for Justin. Yes, clap. Yeah.
We love you guys. You're so special. And your mental health is the biggest thing that you could possibly focus on when you need to. When you need to, you need to.
And by the way, you know what's so funny is I've said this kind of stuff on my story and I've gotten like a lot of support, but I'll have the people who be like, you have it so good. What do you mean you're having like, you know,
right.
you're not feeling good right now or whatever,
it's
right?
It's like it has but nothing
like,
to do
guys,
with how good you're doing.
It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire, if you're a millionaire, if you have family, don't have family. It doesn't matter. People go through mental health stuff.
Yeah.
They just do. You can't help why you might feel sad. And recently, because I feel, and we've talked about this, all we do is work. We work all the time. And our fans don't always see, our followers don't always see what we're doing, what we're working on, and how difficult the things are that we have to overcome.
I mean, if you knew, like, you know, just one little piece of the day, it really does sound like sometimes lame, right? You're like, oh, you have a phone call. That phone call has been the 70th phone call about this one thing that you're trying to achieve or whatever. And it's like,
and you have to make decisions and you have to shift gears and you have to be like, okay, I'll get back to you on this. And then you like,
and that was like a really dumb example because we're not just on phone calls. Like Matt edited probably 3 videos today. I was on like a big important call with a bunch of people. I'm trying to learn lines for tomorrow. Like I have, you know, there's so many different things and everyone treats everything differently. And stress is really crazy.
No, but and here's the crazy part, okay? Because I've had, and the reason I can compare both is because I've had both.
Right.
I've had jobs that don't pay well, that are very physical. I've served at a restaurant. Like most people know, I worked at Sir Restaurant before social media, and I did that for a couple of years. So like, I know what it's like to have a physical job and do a job that like a lot of people don't necessarily like. And they're very different, but sometimes I actually would rather go do physical work.
Like manual
labor. Manual work and just go take, like I consider taking people's order and bringing them food and checking on people, like actual physical type of work.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to write another script that I have to post.
Like your brain is so different than your body working. Like your body working a routine.
Yes.
Like your body working a routine job is so different than mental brain work.
Oh yeah.
It's a different action. And
totally.
It's a different part of your brain. And it's like, it's so different. It's weird. I get exhausted from freaking writing and like doing, I don't know. But there's so many different jobs that are so exhausting. So don't listen to me.
First of all, I get so many amazing comments from you guys. And I do read a lot of comments. And then every now and then I get the negative comment.
Yeah.
And this guy, I did an Instagram story. And I asked you guys, the people that follow me, I said, are you guys' Instagram views super low? Because I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Like, you know, I was just telling people that my stories dipped and I was asking them if they were dealt with the same thing.
Yeah.
And then the guy writes me back this long thing and he says, maybe your views are so low because all you're doing is showing off how rich you are and that you're now living on the beach in Hawaii and while all of us are working. And he literally like wrote this whole paragraph saying how, and he literally was like, it's probably because you're showing off how rich you are and you're becoming douchey. That's literally what he said.
Okay.
And
can I just get upset really quick?
Please.
You take care of so many people in your life. You have responsibilities. You have a shit ton of overhead. You've made a freaking career for yourself. And you still wear the same jeans from fucking high school.
Yeah.
Like, you don't show off stuff.
I know.
You don't drive a Lamborghini. You bought a very, like, non-flashy car. By the way, I don't even know why I'm saying that. Like, you don't even have the money to buy a Lamborghini. And if you did, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, you're not that kind of person. You're not a douchey. And here's the thing. If you have a Lamborghini, you're not douchey. You just like cars. Like when girls wear diamonds, you're not snooty or bitchy. You like diamonds.
Yeah.
I fucking like diamonds.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, hey, meh. You know, I don't know. I'm just so upset that there's these like, you judge a book by its cover and it's so fucking dumb everyone needs to shut up.
Do you know what I thought was weird?
Sorry, I just got really upset.
Let me explain where I think he was coming at. I know you so well and I know how good your heart is
and how non-douchey you are. Yeah. So for someone to say that to you, I want to punch that man square in the face. I want to box his ears.
Well, I think I'm trying to put myself into his shoes and what he saw, because in my mind, I'm like, where is this coming from where he thinks that I'm being douchey and showing off that I'm in Hawaii right now? And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm here supporting my fiance who's working, right?
Yes.
I'm like, my fiance's working and I'm here with her.
Right.
I didn't rent a beach house in Hawaii and I'm not, first of all, there's no beach here. So I'm not on a beach showing that I'm here every day. And on my breaks from work, I go down there and do Instagram stories because it's my break from work and I'm down there doing Instagram stories.
Right.
And then the week before, I think I was giving real estate advice because I was encouraging my followers. I was like, I had to work really hard. I saved money and I partnered with 2 people to buy my first property. And I started explaining my story because someone DM'd me and wanted to know. And I was like giving advice to people on, hey, what's the first step into doing real estate, right?
Yeah.
So I think that he saw me talking about my Portland property and because I'm in Hawaii as, look at this rich douchebag. That's literally what I kind of put together.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of douchey in that
way.
Okay,
anyway,
I'm on that guy's side.
Excuse me?
What?
You're right. I just totally sold his version, his idea to you.
No,
anyway,
I'm joking.
But anyway, guys, I do read all your comments, and I get so much love from you guys, so I appreciate it. If I ever come across this douchey, I promise I don't have a beach
He's
house.
Not
I promise
douchey.
I didn't buy a $15 million beach house in Hawaii.
We're literally staying in a hotel for my show.
We're in a hotel for her show. Anyway, more fan questions. Let's keep going.
Here we go. Did you consider Matt to be the one right away?
It's going to hurt me. Go ahead.
So we became friends. But once we became really good friends, I started saying to people, I'll probably just end up marrying Matt. So I guess I did.
You did.
I would always say that to people.
I know. And by the way, I would hear through the grapevine that people would be like, oh, yeah, no, like I would hear that kind of stuff and I would love it. And I was like, she knows. She knows that I'm a good guy.
I just knew.
She knows that I'm wife material.
I wasn't ready for your intense love.
I know.
So I had to make you wait for
but
it.
But I'm full-blown wife material.
All right, next question.
Yeah.
If you had to get a tramp stamp, what would it be?
If I had to get a tramp stamp, it would be a Portland rose. Yours would be stinky.
No. No.
No, I mean smelly because you poop so much, not the dog.
You are the worst.
What would yours be?
I think I would just go full-fledged butterfly. Full-blown tramp stamp vibe.
Really?
Butterfly.
Butterfly, huh?
Yeah. Because you know why? It fits right
it
there.
It does fit right there.
It's like kind of cute. It's like, ooh, who's she?
Also, if done right, butterfly tattoos can be cool.
You can't have a chihuahua's head sticking out of your ass crack.
Oh, you're right.
Do you know what
I
mean?
The butterfly can fly out of there, though.
Yeah, the butterfly can just like live its best life back there. And a rose, like a Portland rose, like you could get, I get yeah. that. Your shit don't stink.
You know what?
No, you don't.
Let me ask you a question,
right
Ariel.
Now. What?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well,
you've never
you,
called me Ariel in my life.
Ariel, listen, before you sing Shit Don't Stink by Outkast,
sorry.
Is that who it is?
Yep.
I want to get more tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, 5% of me says, maybe don't get more because what if I don't like them when I'm older? However, I like them now and I'm 36
mm-hmm.
and I feel like being 56, I'm going to still like them
mm-hmm.
and because I'm going to be like, these are memories. Like I only get tattoos that mean something to me. Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know. Like I want to get more tattoos. Like I will say like on Love Island, Corey is so tatted, like so tatted
yeah.
that I feel like that's a bit much to be. If you're 60 years old and you're tatted from your neck to your arms, to your legs, to your back, to your chest,
yeah.
that might be too much. But like the amount of tattoos that I'm getting, I feel can easily be covered up with long sleeves.
Well,
and
also like
by the year 2060, I can probably just get them removed with some lotion. Like Elon Musk will make some lotion to like wipe off tattoos.
In space.
In space.
You have to go to space
you
to get your tattoos
to space
removed.
To get your tattoos removed? That'd be sick.
Because the only way you can do it is if there's zero gravity.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
That's genius.
Wait a second. You're onto something here.
I really am.
So you're saying by 2060,
mm-hmm.
Elon Musk is going to have a company that mm-hmm. takes you to the moon
yep.
where there's zero gravity.
And, like the
and they're going to...
The process can only work if there's zero gravity with this substance, which is like a moisturizer.
Because the substance goes into your skin and floats the ink out.
Uh-huh.
Is that genius? Yep. Are we geniuses?
It eats the ink and it just floats it out zero gravity style.
Holy shit, you're genius. Okay, into that.
If you were a color, which color would you be?
I think I'd be green.
You would be green, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Because green looks good on me because my eyes.
No.
Oh.
Why would you be that color?
Can I tell you why?
You don't have eyes when you're green.
So I'm born and raised in Portland, and part of Portland is like the
lush.
Trees of Oregon, and it's lush and it's green.
Yeah.
And I love seeing trees. I love seeing like outdoors, and a lot of it's green. So I would be green.
I think you would be green too. Okay, now you tell me what color I would be.
I think that you'd be blue.
Blue?
I think you'd be like a baby blue.
Really?
Like a sky blue. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because you love, I think of, you love the ocean and you love, like when I think of the ocean, I think of clear blue sky and ocean.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I envision, like it's very light and it's bright and it's sunny and it's really peaceful. And that reminds me of you.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm baby blue. Okay. Is everyone as they appear on TV? I think they're probably talking about Love Island. Like, is everybody as the way they are?
Yep.
Yes, they are. Like, I had a Giovanni left the villa, and he is exactly Giovanni inside the villa and outside the villa. Giovanni.
First of all, I love Giovanni.
I love him. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Rubbed me the wrong way at first. Didn't love him.
I think because he was probably nervous and a little bit insecure coming into like all of these people and whatever. But then he started opening up and becoming very like he settled into himself, and he's still a fun guy.
Yeah.
And like crazy, but he had more of like he had some peace to him.
100%.
When is the wedding? There's literally every question.
Do we get asked that all the time?
All the time.
Should we just get married really quick?
Probably.
Next question. Just get the next question.
Where's Stinky? Stinky's at with my mom. Afton just wrote, "You're actually insane." Thank you,
Afton. You are insane.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I have a good question from somebody. Okay. How much PDA on Instagram is too much PDA? And they're referencing Kelly Ripa and her husband Mark Consuelos.
Uh-huh.
They've been posting like sexier-ish pictures on Instagram. I'll show you. I actually pulled one up right here.
Oh. Kelly Ripa?
Kelly Ripa.
Oh my
God.
And
people are saying that like their kids follow them. Like, is that okay? And so first of all, they can do whatever they want.
She looks hot. How old is she?
Kelly Ripa is 50. 50 years old, and she looks gorgeous.
She looks like she's 21 in that picture.
Yeah.
And so does he.
So does he, yeah.
What the heck?
And
that's what money gets you.
That's, I know, honestly, it does.
And also the Paris filter.
But anyway, like, I will say this. The thing is that picture's okay to me.
I think it's fine. They're just like
they're being
cute
playful,
and
they're
flirty.
Being cute and being flirty, and
she's like, "I look hot, you look hot, let's fucking rip."
And their kids can frick off.
Let's Kelly Ripa out of here.
Wow, nice.
Let's Kelly rip. Oh, we didn't even answer that question.
Oh, to answer the question about how much PDA is too much PDA, it just. Honestly,
you know what it is to me?
What?
Is when there's... Okay. Here is when I'm like, I'm good. And I know someone who does this. They'll post like the hottest picture you've ever seen where it's like almost like, am I looking at you guys having like not sex, but like you're clearly like not wearing a shirt. The girl's not wearing a shirt. Maybe the boyfriend is just grabbing an ass.
Oh, yeah.
Straddle.
Oh,
moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen my friends post stuff like that with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's too much.
Those are private photos. Like, to me, you can post like cute, flirty, sexy, but there's like, it pushes the line when like the boyfriend or whatever is like grabbing ass
and
you see
the ass spilling out of the fingers.
Yes.
And he's like squeezing it really hard.
It's like
and her legs
a lot.
I agree with you. I don't like
that
either.
And like that is very normal right now.
It is very normal.
It's like, oh, this is a cute picture of us. It's like, that's softcore porn, people.
It is.
That's like a softcore Maxim photo shoot.
First of all, it's crazy.
And go for it. Whatever floats your boats. But like to me, that's a little too much for my liking. In like, I wouldn't post something like that with you.
I hear you.
I looked hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you look good, you gotta just do it.
How do you keep from feeling insecure in a relationship?
I'm always secure, so you gotta answer this one.
Same.
Same. You skipped it. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think that if you're with the right person, exactly. you don't ever have to feel insecure.
Yep.
I think people get in bad relationships where they're made to feel insecure from people.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they don't feel sure about themselves. Maybe they don't get compliments enough. Maybe they don't feel as loved as they should be.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one side of it.
But I also think that people just generally, like, you know, people have insecurities that, like, they can't help. Where I think if they can't help it, therapy. That's if you have insecurities and maybe you could have the best boyfriend ever and you could still be very insecure. You could still be very jealous. You could have the best girlfriend ever and still be insecure and jealous. Like, but I think that an insecurity you can work on in therapy if it's a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Or you could pray about it. Ask Jesus to help you not be insecure.
I love that. Praying does help.
I've been insecure before in a relationship, and I had to ask. I literally prayed, and it went away. Wow. It was in a relationship that I was in a while ago, and I was really insecure about, like, this one part of our relationship, and very, like, I couldn't stop thinking about it, and it started, like freaking me out, and I'm like, I don't care about this that much, but apparently I do, because I keep thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So I prayed every single time I thought of that one thing, I would just pray that I wouldn't think about it,
mm-hmm.
and I would immediately stop the thought. I would literally be like, dear God, I pray to not ever think about this ever again. Literally. And then it would stop the thought, and then it would come right back in 2 seconds. And I'd be like, dear God, I pray that I never think about this ever again.
Yeah.
And like, it literally took weeks of me doing that. And then slowly but surely, it just went away.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden I was like, I don't really think about that anymore. And when I did think about it, I wasn't mad about it. I was just like, that's annoying, but whatever.
Okay.
I don't know if it took weeks. Well, that's kind of an exaggeration.
Prayer works, you guys. There you go. There you have it.
Prayer is prayer.
And then let's do one more, because I am so hungry and I want to go eat. One more question.
Ready?
We'll do one last one.
Here we go.
Last question.
Here we go. Will you guys ever do a comedy show / tour together?
No. Oh. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Riled Up, guys.
No, we might. That'd be fun.
Oh, we might?
Well, when live events start becoming like really popular again, yeah, and like back to normal, I am so down to go on like a podcast tour. Like Caitlin Bristow did it, and it was so
together?
Fun. Yeah.
Where you and I just sit there and podcast and people listen.
Yeah.
And then we take questions from the audience.
Yes.
That is fun.
It's the best.
That's actually really fun. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I would love to do that.
I would for sure do that. That actually sounds really fun, and I'm right? into that. Yeah.
I'm so down. One more really important question that I need to know is, are troll dolls from the 90s cute or ugly?
Ugly.
I think they're cute.
Well, there you have it.
We have one thing that we disagree on.
And
see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye bye.